Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to present a question, very simple question, but kind of a question that sometimes pops up in the minds of a lot of people. And that question is regarding the manner in which we pray and we request God for, things. Usually when we pray, we raise our hands up towards heaven, up towards the sky, I mean the physical sky. At the same time, we know that as far as God's existence is concerned, God is everywhere. God is not a physical being. He's not a being which is specifically located in a specific place. So the question then arises is that why is it that we raise our hands towards the prayer, towards the heaven? Is there some basis in this in religion, or is it just something that, people, do out of ignorance, and, we ascribe this manner of requesting things from God to religion? What's the deal here? Right, so fortunately, this is something that a person asked one of our religious leaders, one of our a'imma alayhimu salam. This question and answer has been related in the famous book of hadith, At-Tawheed, of Sheikh Saduq. This is in the 36th chapter of this book, on page 248, you can find this conversation between the Imam alayhi salam and this person. So a person comes to the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam apparently, and says, "What is the difference between us raising our hands towards the heavens and lowering them towards the direction of the earth?" Right. And in the back of the mind of this person was that, there's no difference here. If God really exists and, he's an immaterial and non-physical being and he exists everywhere, then what's the difference between these, doing either of the two? So the Imam alayhi salam, he answers this question in this way. He says that what you're saying is true. There is no difference, as far as the knowledge of God Almighty is concerned, the power of God Almighty is concerned. They encompass everything, the heavens, the earth, everything. However, God Almighty, he ordered his servants and his friends to raise their hands towards the heaven and the arsh, because that is the place where sustenance emanates from it. Here on the earth, our sustenance, it starts from the sky. Rain comes down, rain waters the earth, and it causes the crops to grow, causes food to, spring forth and vegetation to spring forth from the earth. So therefore, we raise our hands in this direction because of this reason. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, ذَلِكَ فِي إِلْمِهِ وَإِحَاتَتِهِ وَقُدْرَتِهِ سَوَى. There's no difference as far as God's knowledge and his power is concerned. وَلَكِنَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَمَرَ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ وَإِبَادَهُ بِرَفْءِ أَيْدِيهِمْ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. But God Almighty ordered his friends and his servants to raise their hands towards the heaven. لِأَنَّهُ جَعَلَهُ مَعْذِنَ الرِّزْقِ. Because he made the sky the source of the sustenance of his servants. So we follow, then in continuation, the Imam says, we follow God's command in this regard. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reason why we raise our hands towards heaven and ask for sustenance. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.